difference. Also, you got there in the end, but Brighton made it frustrating for you for much of the afternoon.
Yes. I would say that we kept the clean sheet, we got the points, and offensively we were certainly not ruthless enough. Our focus and the pace in the game was a bit in and out, you know. We had good moments and as well moments where we lost a bit our concentration in balls that you usually don't lose. And but we got what we wanted, and just before the break, our last international break was a nightmare. Or this one is a bit better.
Does it almost come at a bad time, that international break now? Does this international break almost come at a bad time for you?
Yes, I would. We have loved to continue to play, but we cannot do anything about that. And let's hope that the players come back in a good shape. Some players will not go on international break. Laurent Koscielny, because he's injured for Achilles problem. Mesut Özil, because he has a knee inflammation of his knee. And Danny Welbeck as well, because he's not fit.
Do you expect those two to be back after the
break? Going into the break, Arsene, you're equal on points with Chelsea, a point behind Spurs. Does that give you a sense of satisfaction?
Look, I knew that after the game at Liverpool, everybody did write us off. I knew that it just depends on us, how much we respond. Nothing is permanent. You're not bad in a permanent way if you can do something about it. And you're not good in a permanent way if you don't keep your urgency. So we responded in a united way. And we could put some wins together and some good performances as well.
How likely is it that you can catch the two matches?
It's too early. It's very early, 7 games played, 31 to go. You know. Last year, after 6 games, Man City was top with 18 points. So let's not go to too quick conclusions. They played outstanding yesterday. But it's a long way to go.
Arsene, you challenged Alex Iwobi to add more on the score sheet. How encouraged have you been with him, not just today, but over the last few weeks?
I think he's the kind of player who has a good availability, helps you a lot to get out of pressure when you're in a build-up game, and creates spaces. But what you want of him, from him is final balls and goals as well. Player like him must score 10 goals. And he must as well give between 6 and 10 assists, and that's what I want of him.
Kolasinac, how much is the good defensive work now that's going on down to him? He seems to go under the radar.
Who?
People don't know Kolasinac, is it?
Yeah.
He seems to be quietly involved in a massive amount of defensive work, which enables others to go forward.
Yeah, I believe that he's a satisfaction since he has a arrived here. You know why nobody talks about him so much? Because the transfer amount was not excessive. What is important is that the quality of his performances. I'm very happy with his performances.
Today was a celebration of Arsenal for Everybody in the initiative. How important is it for Premier League clubs to take a lead on making minority groups feel welcome in a comfortable environment on match days for all supporters?
It is vital. I think it's one of the responsibilities of sports and of football. And I personally preach sometimes in the desert a little bit, because for me, when you listen most of the time to people, it's just about only about winning, only about buying. But for me, a football club is first about values. And if I'm 21 years at this club, it's because this is one of the values that we rate, and I'm very proud of that.
You mentioned the 21st anniversary today, Arsene.
I mentioned it because I didn't know about it, but I just have been told by the press.
I mean, there was obviously a bit of uncertainty last season about whether you were going to stay or not. The fact that you are here and you've seen that anniversary through, how do you feel and reflect on it now it is here?
I wouldn't like too much to reflect on that, you know. It is, I kept my focus on my job always, and good and bad circumstances. When you're 21 years somewhere, you know that you have good and bad moments, isn't it? Nobody can make 21 years and only fly. So what I love in the game is as well to deal with bad moments and find the response.
Also, there's a referendum in Catalonia today, and there's a discussion if Catalonia cedes, then Barcelona, presumably Espanyol, will not be in La Liga. And there's also a discussion that those teams will be possibly available to play in the Premier League. What do you think about that?
I will try to learn Catalan. And if Barcelona wants to join in the Premier League, it makes the title even more difficult for everyone. But I don't think we are as far as that, you know. But it's interesting because it's a development that, of course, will have incidents on the sporting side, because Barcelona is a highly political club, and it's interesting to see how they respond in the championship.
It's hypothetical, but they'd be welcome, would you say?
We have enough clubs here, 20, if you want to go up to 24. Before, we have to welcome the Scottish clubs, you know, before we go to the Spanish one. Thank you.
That's right, quickly. Thanks.
Sorry.